Trade ministers from the U.S., Mexico, and Canada are wrapping up the latest round of talks today on the future of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which has been in place for nearly a quarter century. And reporting indicates that Canada and Mexico are rejecting U.S. proposals to change the deal. President Trump, as you remember, railed against NAFTA on the campaign trail, is now demanding these changes or threatening to end it. These negotiations have been rough. Here to update us is NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax. Marilyn, hello.
Hi, Robin.
So what does President Trump want?
Well, the specifics aren't really clear, but in general, he wants terms that are a lot more favorable to the United States. As you said, when he was running for office, he called NAFTA, quote, the worst deal ever. And he pointed to a lot of cases where Americans were harmed by competition. You remember that kind of famous brutal case with Carrier? They make the air conditioning and heating equipment. In the winter of 2016, at the very height of the presidential primary campaign, Carrier was saying it was going to move hundreds of jobs from Indiana to Mexico. Trump pounced on that. Voters, you know, liked what he was saying, obviously. And to make good on this campaign pledge, Trump initiated this round of talks. We're now in the fourth round in this series of seven for this year. But, you know, as you noted, the reports are that Canada and Mexico don't like what Trump is offering.
Well, we should say that Carrier ended up moving many of its jobs anyway to Mexico.
That's right.
So tell us more about the administration's goals.
Well, from the administration's viewpoint, here's what the big picture looks like. Mexico exports something like more than $60 billion worth of stuff than it imports from the United States. So one thing he could tweak is these rules of origin to force car companies to take more parts from the United States. He also wants to change the way trade disputes are settled. Under NAFTA, when countries have an argument, they put together this panel, they resolve the disputes. But Trump says that violates U.S. sovereignty. Canada really objects to such a change. They don't want to hear about that. And Trump has even floated this idea that every 5 years you'd have to have a new vote on NAFTA. Canada and Mexico say that's going to create a lot of uncertainty. Then people won't invest. If they don't invest in, say, Mexico, the growth of the middle class there would slow down, so they'd buy even less stuff from the United States. You know, they say NAFTA is important as it is. Americans make lots of things. You know, Idaho barley goes into Mexico's beer breweries, and Michigan car parts go up to Canada for auto assembly plants. So any changes could disrupt a lot of U.S. businesses.
You know, we're hearing that these negotiations are rocky, but is there any progress?
A little bit. Negotiators did sort of move forward with this measure that would help small businesses get access to each other's markets. That's pretty popular. But overall, talks just look like they're breaking down.
Well, President Trump could start a 6-month process that would lead to the U.S. pulling out. What would happen if that happened?
It's hard to say, you know, because it would create so much uncertainty. But this part we do know. The United States exports about $260 billion worth of stuff to Mexico, more than $300 billion to Canada. And U.S. farmers are particularly vulnerable. They've quadrupled their exports to Canada and Mexico under NAFTA. So it has the potential to hurt a lot of people and create a lot of uncertainty. But as those Carrier workers could tell you, you know, there are downsides to NAFTA, so it's a complicated story.
Yeah. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax, thank you so much.
You're welcome.